Having gone around, I have noticed that the people have responded to the call, though not massively, but what I saw is impressive. And so I noticed that a lot of people actually are responding. And what I saw on the ground meant that people are ready and want to keep their environment clean. I think what I saw is very impressive.
Okay, for some time now, the exercise has really gone down. What are we doing differently this time to whip up the interest in people to partake in this national exercise?
The whole thing must be a continuous thing. It's about continuous education. You must always alert the person that this is what you should be doing. And when you alert the person and the time is up, I think you will see that there will be improvement in the activity. We will continue educating and sensitizing the people. We must also ensure that we get landlords, tenants, youth groups, organized groups involved. These are groups that we can use them at the public places such as the lorry park, the market center, and other public places. But with the landlords, when we continue educating them and calling on them to ensure that they keep their houses and their surroundings clean, I think that the continued education and call will improve on the sanitation situation.
In the past years, Borgatanga municipality was adjudged one of the cleanest cities in the country, but the situation cannot be said of today. In relation to open defecation, we are leading, according to the reports by UNICEF. What can we do differently to regain this past glory?
You said for some time now, Bolga was clean. Today, Bolga is not. Let us also remember that Bolga is one of the fastest growing towns in the region. And with the influx of people, obviously, there will be sanitation challenges. However, that does not mean that we shouldn't prepare towards that. We will ensure that in order to address this challenge, we will ensure that our technical department will go to the field and ensure that anybody who wants to put up a house will provide a toilet. So that if we are able to enforce that one, I believe that the open defecation may reduce a bit. We will also assist with mass education and sensitization, warning the public against open defecation and then letting them understand that anybody who is caught will be punished. And so I believe that when we combine the sensitization education as well as calling on landlords and new developers to provide toilet facility in their houses, it will address open defecation.
We have sanitation bylaws that are not being enforced, and I think some of them are not even gazetted to ensure its efficacy. What are we doing this time to ensure that people are being held for their irresponsibility?
How for the bylaws, I think we will ensure that we apply them. But without enforcing the bylaws, we will not get what we want. What we want is to get Bolga clean. And so we'll make sure that we apply the bylaws. Then also, what you are like, you're talking about something not being gazetted. We'll look at the areas that are not gazetted and get appropriate authorities to work on those ones. And so after the bylaws, this time we'll make sure that we'll apply them to the letter and then make sure that anybody who is caught will face the full rigors of the law. Nobody's going to be spared.